This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The United States is speeding up the arrival of a naval aircraft carrier strike group to the Arabian Sea after concerns Iran may be planning an attack against American or allied targets. VOA White House correspondent Steve Herman reports.
A number of troubling and escalatory indications and warnings linked to Iran prompted the United States to deploy an aircraft carrier strike group and bomber task force to the Middle East, according to an unusual statement from National Security Advisor John Bolton. Bolton says the dispatch is intended to send a clear and unmistakable message to Iran that any attack on U.S. interests or on those of its allies will be met with unrelenting force. President Donald Trump has not commented directly on this, but in remarks to the Army's football team in the White House Rose Garden on Monday, he remarked the United States right now has the greatest military the world has ever known. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
China says its negotiators are preparing to travel to the United States for their next round of trade talks this week, even after U.S. President Donald Trump threatened higher tariffs on billions of dollars of Chinese goods after he complained the process is taking too long. Phil Levy, senior fellow on the global economy at the Chicago Council on Global Affairs, says that Mr. Trump has made this threat before and he was bluffing.
It's a threat that he's made before and he was bluffing. So we've had a deadline that looked very much like this deadline that was for January 1st, one for March 1st, and both of those went by the wayside. This one has a much shorter lead time and we'll see if he means it.
In a tweet, Mr. Trump said that he would increase tariffs on $200 billion worth of Chinese goods from 10% to 25% on Friday. This would reverse a decision Washington took last February to keep it at 10%. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo met with his Russian counterpart Sergei Lavrov Monday amid tensions between the two countries over the political crisis in Venezuela, with both top diplomats stressing they do not want foreign military intervention in the country. He said he and Lavrov will have further conversations to try to find a way forward. For his part, Russian Foreign Minister Lavrov told reporters after the meeting that he warned Pompeo that U.S. military intervention in Venezuela would be catastrophic and unjustified. The U.S. House Oversight Committee, led by Democrat Elijah Cummings, sent letters Monday to the White House, Health and Human Services, and the Federal Emergency Management Agency, demanding records on the Trump administration's response to Hurricane Maria. The September 2017 storm tore through the U.S. Virgin Islands and Puerto Rico, killing about 3,000 people in Puerto Rico and leaving behind unprecedented destruction. Some parts of the U.S. territory still lack basic services, including running water and electricity. But some administration officials say that Puerto Rico has gotten just $41 billion in storm relief and only about $11 billion has been spent so far. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports it's unlikely that Attorney General William Barr would face criminal contempt charges, as Democrats have complained about.
If the House Judiciary Committee approves a contempt resolution, it would go to the full House. And if approved there, a criminal referral would go to the U.S. Attorney here in Washington, a Justice Department official likely to defend the Attorney General. The House held then AG Eric Holder in contempt in 2012. The department took no steps to prosecute him.
That's AP Sagar Magani reporting. Anti-Islam, racist, and homophobic rants on social media as well as conspiracy theories have forced several candidates from Australia's main political parties to withdraw from the election campaign. Phil Mercer reports for VOA.
Australia's Liberal Prime Minister Scott Morrison has been quick to distance himself from three of his party's nominees. The opposition Labour has also dropped candidates because of their offensive jokes about rape, lesbians and Catholics. In the Northern Territory, a Labour nominee, Wayne Kernoth, resigned after it was revealed he'd previously posted an Islamic State-themed photo online and had also shared a bizarre conspiracy theory that claimed the world was controlled by a society of Jewish shape-shifting lizards. And despite being denounced, racism has become a reoccurring theme this election. Candidates with no history of saying or writing racist comments have had their posters desecrated with swastikas and other offensive symbols.
Phil Mercer reporting for VOA. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.